This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is win or go home, basically on Saturday for the Dogs. And we haven't been here in a long time. It's been win, 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 win. How do we win more? Win, win, win. Chips, chip, chips. Now you're at a point in the season where you got to take a deep breath. You got to find a way to overcome all of this stuff. And I'm not telling you they can't. I'm just telling you, I hadn't seen the Dogs in a position like this, Mike, where your quarterback is mistake prone. You're getting beat up front. You're running game with your running backs. Guys, Roderick Robinson out. Branson Robinson out. Nate Frazier can't hold on to the ball. I mean, Trevor Etienne, now he's out. We haven't been at a place like this where you go, fundamentally, they're making mistakes. And you're going into the biggest game in the season at home on a Saturday night. I am just saying right now, if they are able to do this, and Kirby shows you what he's made of, and he's done it time and time again, Mike, this may be his best coaching job yet, because all the things are not in his favor for the first time in a very long time.
That's a good way to put it. I will say this. I know some fans out there are going to go, no! You may win this game on the shoulders of Carson Beck. Carson Beck's going to have to step up because, you know, Bobo, with all those things you just talked about with the running game, I know you're going to try to establish what you can with the running game. Frazier's got to hold on to it. Should be dry in Athens on Saturday night, if that's the excuse from Ole Miss. But, you know, Carson Beck, you know, as Danny Cannell said, you said it last week, look, gunslinger's got a sling. You cannot put this guy, you know, sort of governors on him, and you're going to ride or die with Carson Beck this game. I know that's a scary proposition for some.
All right, want to grab a few phone calls, Chris. 404-726-0929. It is Dukes and Bell. Of course, this hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Guys, we will talk to Brian McFadden. We will dive deep into the Falcons and Broncos game. Remember, Falcon fans, 4:05 kick on Sunday. We're so used to these 1 o'clock kicks, so it's a little later out there out west. Denver's still a 2.5-point favorite at home. We'll dive into that with BMAC, and obviously we'll talk about what else is going on around the NFL. We got to give a big shout-out as we start today, and we'll grab some of your phone calls, because Dog fans, I want to know where you're at. Like, you just think this is supposed to happen because you've been owning Tennessee. This is a different spot. And, again, not telling you it won't happen, but I do think it's going to be challenging for the first time in a long time to just say, oh, we'll just go beat Tennessee and it won't be a problem. Mike, Chris Sale wins comeback player of the year. Congratulations to him. We talked a lot about him during the baseball season. And I just want to mention the Cy Young is going to be announced November 20th. He will be the Cy Young Award winner. But what a story, Mike, for the Braves and for Chris Sale.
Yeah, man, and credit to Alex Anthopoulos. I know sometimes you feel like he is shopping with a Groupon when it comes to starting pitching, and there were a lot of folks out there that said, I'll believe this when I see it. It seems like Sale, maybe he'd gone around the bend and he was not the same guy, and he recaptures, you know, Cy Young, and again, now just waiting on the awards coming up here in a week, but he is a guy that has just been so money for the Braves, and again, credit to Alex Anthopoulos for knowing this guy could get it back together. And now, like I said, the awards, we already said about Snicker, should have been in consideration for manager of the year. Chris Sale's got to be the slam dunk for the Cy Young. Got to be.
Hands down.
I mean, Skeens is a hell of a story, but Sale did it all season.
Agreed. 29 starts, 177 innings. I mean, he was great. 18-3. The numbers speak for themselves. All right, where are you at, Dog fans? Confidence. Where are you at? 404-726-0929. We'll take a few of your phone calls as we get the show started here on a big Friday. Also, as Mike mentioned, you'll hear from Barbara Dooley, who joined us yesterday. She had great stories about Tennessee and the matchup as we try to give you as much as we can in regards to this matchup on Saturday. And our conversation with Dyson Daniels, Mike, I mean, we both, you know, after that interview yesterday, we kind of looked at each other and went, we got something here, right?
Everybody was going bananas. I was just talking about with Andy and Randy before the final segment there. I mean, guys were hitting us up going, man, this is like my new favorite Hawk. I'm going to go buy the jersey. But more importantly, he brings a mindset, you know, and a mindset, it's not hype. It's true. It's been missing. You know, we've been missing toughness. We've been missing toughness and defense in the half court. And as we said, we thought he was a one-trick pony. You know, this guy can score. So great to see DeAndre Hunter coming back, Trey coming back off that Achilles. And now, as we said, let's build on that win in Boston. You lose to Washington tonight. All that goodwill and everything we talked about the last 3 days goes right out the window.
No doubt about it. As we wait on Dog fans, and I'm kind of curious right now because I keep waiting for the lines to explode, and that hasn't happened. Are we a little afraid? Are we holding back a little bit? I mean, like, why are you not confident under the circumstances? Randy just said, yes, it may be a close game, but we're going to win the game. 404-726-0929. Let's hear Kirby Smart, Mike, talk about Carson Beck, what he needs to hear in those moments of adversity. If you're not familiar right now, and here's the number, right, going into Saturday at least, this could, of course, change, but you're talking about Beck right now, 12 picks on the season. Here's Kirby Smart.
There's need to hear, and then there's need to reaffirm what's true. You know, what's the actual truth? Because we don't deal in narratives and themes and what people say and social media fodder and what you guys think. We deal in truths, and the truth is what we usually say, tell them. You know, like, that's a good decision. That's a poor decision. That's a good drop. That's a bad drop. That's a good protection of the ball. If you're going to take a sack, that's a poor protection of the ball. We deal in truths, and we don't go much past that.
Yeah, I don't
truths.
Think you can. Well, you always talk about elite. He hasn't been elite this season, but I think you have to deal in truth. Like, they're not going to lie to the kid, right? I mean, they're not going to be like, hey, I know you threw three picks in the game and we overcame it, but you were great. Like, they're not. That's not Kirby Smart.
Nah, it's just such a strange season this year. There's been so many elements of this Georgia team. Like, you know, ETN, star-crossed season for ETN. You know, has the off-field stuff suspended for the whatever that was for the first game against Clemson, and then some injuries. And just, I thought ETN was going to be the guy taking pressure off Carson Beck, you know, trying to make up for Brock Bowers. At the end of the day, Carson Beck has got to play better. There's no excuse for this. And Bobo's got to straighten this thing out. You know, it's one thing to try to straighten out a kicker like Young Weku. You've got to get things cooking when it comes to Carson Beck. I mean, there's no logical reason for him to be this bad, other than all the conversation we had this week, the wide receiver core doesn't help him, isn't as good. And, you know, he still makes some really tough decisions and bad ones early in the game, which puts you behind the eight ball. Can't do that here for the reasons you just laid out about Tennessee.
All right, speaking of Koo, Mike, I got to tell you a story about what happened last night, and your name was invoked. I will bring that up later in the show. Let's talk to Nick in Cartersville. I really thought, and I'm being serious here, Atlanta, Georgia, that most of you would be like, of course, this is fine, we're going to be fine. I feel the hesitation. Nick in Cartersville, how are you feeling about Saturday with the Dogs heading into this Tennessee game? Hey, man.
I feel very good. The crowd is going to be insane, and this is also the same Tennessee that lost to Arkansas. So I feel great about it.
All right. Like opponents. Appreciate it, Nick. Tennessee and Georgia, right? They both played Bama. Tennessee won. Georgia lost. They both played Miss State. Tennessee had a dominant win, 33-14. Georgia, 41-31. We all said, why and how in the hell is Miss State scoring 31 on you? Right. Florida, they both beat. But Tennessee had to do it in overtime. Fact of the matter is, everybody that they've played, Tennessee has beaten like opponents. Not who they've lost to. Georgia and Tennessee have played basically four teams, Mike, this mm-hmm. season. And Tennessee's won all this. Obviously, Georgia loses to Alabama, and we just talked about what else happened. Okay, let me see what Eric is saying here in Stockbridge. Eric, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with Dukes and Bell. Hey, man.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, man.
All I have to say is Georgia should play like they're the underdog. Forget about the past. Come out. Have fun. All right? And here's the thing. When was the last time they played a night game?
Right. Been a minute.
That is the beauty of the SEC. Forget about the Big Ten. Forget about Oregon and those guys. Forget it. This will be the classic. Watch the ratings on Sunday. I can't wait.
Yeah, listen, I think a lot of people are excited about it. Mike, was it 2 years ago when I think it was Eric Ainge called out the Georgia fans? Remember that?
Right.
When was it? Tell me again. Okay. It was a few years ago. Eric Ainge, former quarterback at Tennessee, called out the Georgia fans and basically said, oh, it's not a tough environment.
Yeah, it's not a tough environment. And then we had that big debate on the radio, and at the time we said, because it isn't. Sanford Stadium has never been a really, let's be honest, if we're honest, one of those intimidating atmospheres like Jordan-Hare when it's cooking, you know, or LSU or certainly Tennessee when they've got it rolling. But that's where I think Georgia fans have since elevated their game. Kirby called them out again. I was at that Arkansas game. That wasn't, you know, I mean, I should say the Miss State game. I thought they were pretty decent. But this one is going to be electric. And as the caller points out, you know, remember the Notre Dame game? Night games at Athens just pop. It's going to be something. Everyone's going to be all... tuned up and bring it, man. Let's get it on.
Hey, one more. Jeff, appreciate the phone calls. I'm just wondering where you guys are. Because like we said, don't call Mike and I Monday and be like, I told you guys. Where are you right now heading into Saturday? Jeff in Adairsville, welcome in to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey, dog fans should be nervous because my Vols are coming down to take care of business this weekend.
Here we go. Feel pretty confident, huh?
Hey, man.
Everybody's focused on Nico, but if you've watched Tennessee this year, Dylan Sampson is the straw that stirs the drink on our offense. And if they're able to run in the rushing game, this is going to be a battle who has the best rushing game, in my opinion.
Right. Yeah.
And Sampson is the leading rusher in the SEC.
He is.
He did good against a great Bama defense also. There's no, like you said, like opponents, unlike in the years past, as Mike said a few days ago, this Tennessee team is different this year. And they kind of mirror Georgia because they both teams struggle in the first half offensively. Mm. But in the second half, they pick it up.